When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Just today out at Grand Park, the Colts sitting, meeting, preparing for tomorrow. Starters will not play. Matt Ryan, no Matt Ryan, no Jonathan Taylor. I get it. Now I get it. It's nice to have preseason practices, joint practices, where you can control the environment and make sure you get the work in that you need to get done. In games, you can't do that. You can't set up scenarios in the way you can in practice. All right, I get it. However, there are going to be a bunch of people who paid to go to the game tomorrow who are going to wonder, who the hell is JoJo Doman? You know what I mean? Everybody loves Sam Ehlinger. We're going to see Sam Ehlinger play. All right. Bears, winners last night. They are now going to suffer from a disease, from a virus that takes over in the NFL in the month of August. There's a vaccine coming in 23 days. We'll talk about that in a minute. The Cubs, winners yesterday. The White Sox, wow. White Sox gave up 21 points last night. The Bears only gave up 11. That tells you something. White Sox giving up the 21 runs, that's a lot, to tell you the truth. Hagerstown, they get off to a winning start in the Little League World Series. Good for them with another walk-off. It's important to keep winning because you play fewer games. You wind up in the loser's bracket, it is tough to come back. We'll have a Little League youth baseball piece of advice for coaches. Rule number 9, we'll go over that. Deshaun Watson, we'll talk about that for a second because I don't think that Deshaun Watson really understands what counseling's all about if he's agreed to go to counseling. This is Breakfast with Kent for Friday, August 19th, 2022, brought to you by the great people at BUSR. If you're going to do a little sports wagering this weekend, BUSR is the place to do it. Go to BSR. The link is at the bottom of the page. If you deposit $1,000, they're going to match it up to $1,000. So that first deposit, they match up to $1,000. And if you deposit $1,000, you get 25 casino chips with which to do what you please. Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. All right, only 23 days until vaccines are going to be available for all football fans. There's going to be another flare-up for this vaccine tomorrow in Central Indiana, tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be a super spreader event at Lucas Oil Stadium. Although viewers of the Colts-Lions games will be vulnerable to this, impossible to fight disease. Symptoms include believing the result of a preseason game forecasts regular season failure or a success. Restless sleep after a loss caused by failures of players who will never make an NFL roster. And hallucinations that third-string quarterback Sam Ehlinger is the second coming of Tom Brady, drafted in the 6th round, so they got to be the same guy, right? You only need to have faith in Sam Bradford. He only needs to be lifted by those and trusted by those in charge to achieve the level of greatness that he shows during the preseason. Regular season starts on September 11th. That's when meaningful football begins. That's what it's about. That's what the preseason is for. It's to prepare for the regular season. Because on September 11th, when the Colts play the Texans, after that game, you are not going to remember any part of the preseason. Not a single part of what happened last weekend, last Saturday in Buffalo, tomorrow against Detroit, or next Saturday night against the Tampa Bay Bucks. You are not going to remember a single snap, so stop worrying about it. Enjoy watching it, and then on September 11th, it's for real. And you got to get wins. You have got to get a win against the Houston Texans. You lose that game, this thing could spin wildly out of control. You cannot get off to a slow start this year. The first 7 games are against AFC opponents. 5 of those are against AFC South opponents. Of the last 10 games this regular season, 1 is against an AFC South opponent, and it is the season finale against Houston at Lucas Oil Stadium. Got to be able to beat the Jaguars and the Titans. And obviously the Texans, you got to be able to beat. The Texans are the worst team in the NFL. Chicago last night, the Bears, you know what, 27-11 winners. People in Chicago are going to be thrilled this morning about Matt Eberflus and about Justin Fields, and they're going to say, my God, finally. And they're wrong. That's not the way this works. It's all going to be different when the Bears play the 49ers in the opener and travel to Green Bay for the second game of the season on Sunday Night Football. It's all going to be different. It is going to be different on September 11th for Colts fans. Tomorrow, we are going to overreact. But here is what we should want to see tomorrow. Here's what to look for. First of all, the starters aren't going to play. So this game is utterly irrelevant except for the families of the players who are trying to win roster spots, like Sterling Weatherford and JoJo Doman. Trying to win roster spots, all right? This is important. Have the Colts dominated the Lions? I didn't get the sense of domination yesterday at all. I thought the Lions offense pushed the Colts defense around a little bit. Got to tell you the truth. Jelani Woods, by all reports, and Michael Pittman Jr. were pretty good yesterday. What you want out of tomorrow's game, first and foremost, you want health. You want people to be ambulatory after the game. You got to have guys, and these are going to be important people who are playing tomorrow. You've only got 22 who are going to be starters. You've got 53 on the roster. So you're going to have 31 guys who are going to contribute on the active roster who are likely to play tomorrow. They got to lift. Right? They got to be ready to go in case somebody goes down. They got to be depth pieces. That defensive line, they're going to rotate 8. You got to be ready. The tight end position without Ogletree, you got to have somebody catch passes. And we're going to see some of those guys tomorrow. I'd be surprised if we didn't see Jelani Watts. I'd be surprised if we didn't see Alec Pierce a little bit because Alec Pierce needs work. We want Bernard Raimann taking steps. He's not really so young, but he's a rookie. And he has got to get coached up. He's got to get on the field as the... Yes, live. He has got to get coached up and on the field as left tackle and get a lot of reps. And tomorrow is a chance to do it. You've got to see Sterling Weatherford and JoJo Doman balling. Let's go. Put together another good game. Weatherford was terrific up in Buffalo. Is he going to be terrific tomorrow? Can he earn a rostered spot or a practice squad spot? The Miami of Ohio graduate, Hamilton Heights graduate, let's go. We love the local guys, local stories. I want an open roof. I don't care if it's 98 damn degrees. Open the roof and let's play in the outdoors and let's be adults about it and understand that weather exists. And if we're a little bit warm or a little bit cool, that's the way it goes. For rain, I understand closing the roof. If there's rain, close it. If there's a threat of rain, close it. There's no drainage, so the water would just puddle. I know, you want to save money. That's the way it goes. Sam Ellinger, we want to be perfect, because all I want to do next week is talk about how Sam Ellinger should be the starting quarterback instead of Matt Ryan. Not really talk, but see comments from people who believe that Sam Ellinger is the second coming of Tom Brady. It's always fun in the preseason. I want to see Hurricane Dio go full on Category 5. I want to see spin moves. I want to see bull rushes. I want to see mayhem caused by Dio Odangbo against that offensive line, which is ramshackle, of the Detroit Lions. Get to the quarterback again and again and again and again. I don't even know who the hell the backup quarterback is for the Lions, and frankly, I don't care. I don't think it matters much. And I want to see Hot Rod straight and true. I've decided that Hot Rod is the guy I want in that job. Blankenship as the kicker makes me feel better than Verity. Verity missed the point after in Buffalo, and he missed yesterday in the kickoff. They had five kicks, each guy from the same distance. Let's go. Dio got blown away in one-on-ones yesterday, says Just Plain Folks. You know what? Let's when the first flying for real in front of fans, let's see what Hurricane Dio was. I think he was saving his best for tomorrow. But that's what we want to see, and primarily health. We just want people to be healthy. That's not much fun to root for, but that's the name of the game in the preseason. Like I said, Bears won last night, 27-11. Fields, 5-7 for 39 yards. People very, very happy in Chicago about Justin Fields until they look at the yards per attempt average of 5.6, and they say, huh, that's not very efficient. No, it's not. You throw a bunch of passes underneath, that's what you get. And in the preseason, that's kind of allowed. They've got the 49ers at Soldier Field, and then they're at Lambeau against the Packers in week two. That's 0-2. And then Matt Eberflus is going to scratch his head and say, my God, why did I unpack here in Lake Forest? This is terrible. I want to go home. Hagerstown won their Little League World Series opener yesterday, 8-7 in walk-off fashion again. They are fun to watch. Good bunch of kids. Next game's Monday. Here is youth baseball coaching rule number 9. Never hold a post-game meeting, ever. Give the kids a treat. Return them to their parents. There is not a kid in the world who enjoys a post-game meeting or is going to learn anything or listen to anything the coaches say in a post-game meeting. So don't hold one. Post-game meetings are not for you to vent. They are for the kids to learn. And the kids aren't in a position where they're going to learn. All they want to do is get the hell home. Baseball games are long, man. This is true for all youth sports. No meetings after the game. If you want to impart like one thought, next time we come out here, I want you to attack. All right, go home. Here's a Rice Krispie treat. Here's a popsicle. Whatever. That's what you do after a game. You don't hold a 30-minute meeting where all you do is whine about their level of focus. Ridiculous. High five. Exactly. Done. Send them home. Return them to their parents. Don't make parents wait a half an hour. They've been sitting out there in the sun thinking, when is this going to be over? I got beer to drink at home. Let's go. Cubs won 3-2 yesterday. Wilson Contreras was terrific. Two bombs and two tags at the plate. One may be a gift from the umpire, but we're not going to quibble when things go well. But Contreras, really, really good yesterday as the Cubs beat the Orioles. Deshaun Watson, 11-game suspension by the end. By the way, the White Sox lost 21-5. I think Bregman's still circling the bases, for God's sake. How many home runs can that guy hit in an afternoon? 11-game suspension, $5 million fine, mandatory counseling. My problem with this thing is that he still says he did nothing wrong. I don't know what he's going to counseling for. He says he's agreed to go to counseling. Counseling for what? If you believe you did nothing wrong, I'm not certain what you're going to be counseled toward or against. What is a professional going to help you with in counseling if you did nothing wrong? Deshaun Watson has got to figure out the folly of his ways and change his behavior. Or none of this means a damn thing. If he can't not do what he did to the masseuses down in Houston. What's all of this about? You've got to show some contrition in order. You've got to admit your wrongdoing in order to have counseling do anything for you. I feel bad for Deshaun Watson. If Deshaun Watson feels like he did nothing wrong, then he has a fundamental detachment from what is right and what is wrong if what is alleged to have happened actually happened. Shame on the Browns. Shame on Jimmy and Dee Haslam for providing this second chance. Jimmy Haslam says, you know, everybody deserves a second chance. They deserve a second chance from him, evidently, if they're really good football players. You know what I mean? Let's be real about this. Deshaun Watson would not have gotten $230 million all guaranteed as a second chance if he wasn't one of the best six or seven quarterbacks in football today. Let's celebrate some birthdays on this Friday. The great Randy Carricker celebrating a birthday. Loved working with Randy Carricker for a couple of years in St. Louis. Wonderful guy. The great Jeremy Gray at Indiana University. Another wonderful guy. Julie North. Wonderful. No doubt about that. Richard Matheny, happy birthday. Lenny Dessauer, David Bowers, happy birthday. Chris Buchtman, happy birthday. Dirk Combs, Sherry Livingston Gray celebrating a birthday. Mike Glickenhaus and the great Ian Arnold, attorney to the stars, celebrating a birthday as well. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That is best done with an honest and specific compliment. We're getting to the point where we're not going to be able to do these outside anymore because it's too dark out. So on this Friday, which might be the last show at 7 o'clock that we do live, we windmill. And this afternoon, another, I know people loved it yesterday, but my Matt Ryan impression is so dead on. People are requesting it from coast to coast. The people in Atlanta putting it on local TV absolutely love it. The Matt Ryan, nobody else does a Matt Ryan impression, and nobody does one as perfectly as me. We'll do it again this afternoon, all brought to you by BUSR. Time to windmill, the great Scott Armetti dance, inventor to the stars. It's kind of silly without music. No neighbors are out. That's a good thing. Don't need to look crazy to the neighbors. You have a great day. I'll have a great day. We'll all have a great day. Let's go yacht rocking tonight.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.